Peace, peace, what's good? I want to just share a little something that I feel is worth sharing. I want to share about how powerful it is when we choose to remain true to our own selves, when we choose to remain true to our own inner guidance, when we choose to remain true to our intuition, when we choose to remain true to ourselves in the sense of trusting ourselves, trusting what we're feeling, trusting what emotions are coming through, and trusting in our own selves to be able to navigate through those emotions, that energy in motion, to have the discernment to know which ones are serving us and which ones are not serving us so much. At least so much in the sense to where it is an energy of feeling good. It's an energy of feeling aligned and connected and balanced and grounded. It doesn't mean we always have to feel balanced and grounded and connected and all this and that. We're humans. We're going to have those experiences that kind of knock us off of our balancing scale. And that's just a part of this human experience. But when you stay true to yourself, when you stay true to what you're feeling, what you're being guided to, and not allowing yourself to be steered into another direction that's contrary to how your own intuitive system is alerting you either in or into whatever it is. Choosing to stay true to that, not getting steered away off your path just because someone else is doing it, or just because everyone else is doing it. I was sort of thinking about this earlier because I live my life very, very differently from pretty much everyone else. And I'm always constantly, anytime I have conversations with others, I'm constantly being reminded of how differently I live my life. And 99% of the time, people don't understand. And I'm at peace with that now. I'm super at peace with that. I'm so connected to myself that I don't get steered away from others, or I don't question myself anymore. I'm attuned to my own alignment. And so since I was coming to this reminder as I've had conversations throughout my day with others about the way I live and why I choose what I choose when everyone else is doing something differently, I was thinking to myself this example of, it's kind of like, just because everyone else is standing at the top of a building and jumping off and throwing themselves off this building, does that mean that you're gonna go and do the same thing just because it's like, oh, everybody else is doing that? Everybody else is making that choice, or everybody else has continued to live the same way or do the same thing? Does that mean that you're gonna go and do that same thing? It's pretty much the same as, I mean, Just because somebody else is doing things, does that mean that you're going to go and do it too? At times it might not seem like you're there throwing yourself off a bridge, but in different ways, metaphorically, sometimes for me, it even seems like people are choosing to just might as well go and, I mean, not really. I'm not saying for people to go and do that. However, when I realize people making these decisions to eat very unhealthy, to think so unhealthy, to do things that are just not serving them, doing repetitive things too, where it's just a cycle, it's a pattern, and choosing to just continue to do that or continue to do something because this other person is doing it, or because these few other people are doing it, or because everyone's doing it, or because everyone's been doing it for years or hundreds of years. That doesn't mean that we should do it too. That doesn't 555, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't implement changes. That doesn't mean that things can change for a more, for our highest good. Change, I feel like sometimes people attach this, for lack of a better term, this negative energy with change, as if change has to be this drastic thing, or if change has to be something that is so difficult or so uncomfortable or something so unpredictable that it may come out to be wrong or bad or a negative thing. When on the other end of the scale of that, change can be so beautiful. Change can be for us to improve our lives, for us to improve how we feel, for us to experience differently in a way that serves us in our highest good. Serves our highest good, period. And I feel like the way that I've been observing through my human experience, the way that I've chosen to live my life in the past as well, different choices that I've made, and sometimes too, because it's like, oh well, because these people do it, or because my family does it or did it, or because I was told to do it, or told that this was the right thing, or told that this was the correct information, or because whatever it is, something outside of me that brought me whatever it is, and that's how I've chosen to continue to do things, or continue to think, or continue to receive it. I don't know. There's so many different ways that it can go. But what about those things that we're not meant to continue doing? We're not meant to continue repeating these patterns. We're not meant to continue and have these thoughts or beliefs that, well, it's been this way for so long. Also, it's been with those beliefs where it's been this way for so long and it would take many, many years for it to change, and kind of giving out the energy where it's like, well, what's the point either way? Because it's not like change can happen like this. But what does happen like this either way? Things don't happen like this. Regardless, especially when they're on a grand scale. When they're on a grand scale, it could take hundreds of years to notice the differences, but when you break those down, every single little minuscule change is creating a difference. It's becoming a part of this change. So yes, it does matter. And I bring it back to the main theme of me sharing of how powerful it is when we choose to remain true to our own selves and what we're thinking, what we're feeling. Remain true to those questions that come up in our mind also, questioning, well, why does this work this way? Or why have I been doing this? Why have we been doing this for so long? And what does it do for us to continue doing whatever we've been doing? Or thinking however it is that we've been thinking? Or believing however it is that we've been believing? Or being taught whatever it is that we've been continuously taught for so long already? Trusting ourselves and what makes us question what and why it's making us question it. Not just accepting things for how they are because that's just how they've been. Many times it takes that one person or a few people to start questioning things and to start doing something differently to bring these changes, to bring these new ideas, to bring these new things for us to experience, these new ways for us to dive deeper into ourselves. It took someone to think differently. It took someone to think outside the box. It took someone to not follow what's been continuously been done and think on their own about what can be done next, or what can be done to improve, or what can be done to not repeat a pattern. It's so powerful when we choose to. If we need to walk alone and stand alone, stand alone, walk alone. If that means that everybody else is walking right and you have to choose to walk yourself alone on the left, then so be it. But if that's what you're doing because that's what you're being guided to do and you're staying true to yourself and your intuition and your feelings within you, that's guiding you to not follow what everyone else has been doing or these patterns, these cycles, these different ways of being and living and thinking and believing and all of that. Choosing to stand alone if you need to stand alone is very powerful. It's so powerful. And you really never know what changes you can bring from choosing to remain strong within your own self and realize how much strength and how much power there is in standing alone when you're staying true to yourself. I'm not talking about just to choosing to go against everyone else just to out of ego, out of pride, out of you know, those lower vibrational that lower vibrational energy and motion. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about when something's guiding you, when something's intuitively giving you that feeling, that gut feeling to go against the norm. We're not against the norm. It's not even being against anything. It's just about us not being against ourselves. Us not being against our own intuition and our own guidance system that's guiding us the opposite way than what it is. Maybe these others aren't paying attention to their guidance system, but if you are, you never know what kind of impact you can make on everyone else to realign them and connect them to their own selves, to begin following their intuition, follow their guidance system, and not just feed on to what's been done for however long or what is being done from everyone else when you're feeling differently. There's so much power in that. There's so much power in that. That's pretty much the message I wanted to come through. 444. 444, actually. Okay, thank you. That's actually... And I was thinking before I was going to make the episode, because I had different things coming into my mind. And it's, that just tells me 444 to me is protection and the energy of the spiritual realm, being surrounded by that energy. I always relate it to when I feel the energy of being surrounded by the spiritual realm, I always sense the feeling of my spiritual protection with 444. And so that gives me my guidance through the numbers. Numerology is guiding me to touch on the topic I kind of wanted to touch on when I first started this episode, about protecting ourselves, how important it is for us to protect ourselves, and not just every once in a while, but mindfully, consciously, intentionally make it a practice to protect ourselves, protect our energy, and protect our surroundings, protect our mind, protect our heart, protect our soul. And this actually came up because I was FaceTiming with my mom and we were talking about protecting ourselves and others protecting themselves, just generally, or just having a general conversation. And I even used the example within our conversation, how we don't really realize protecting ourselves is like a muscle. When you're working out, you don't just work out one day and then you're done. You meet your physical goal. You have to continuously work out that muscle, continue going, or not necessarily going anywhere, but continue to work out, continue to train your body, train your muscles. I feel like it's the same way with protecting yourself and protecting your energy. It's not just about doing it once. It's not just about doing it just very, very sporadically, very randomly. Which at times, yes, it can happen very randomly. If you feel the intuitive nudge to protect yourself, or you're cleaning your space and you come across whatever it is, whenever you're feeling to cleanse yourself. Yeah, it can happen randomly. Of course it can happen randomly. What I'm saying is where it doesn't happen for a good period of time. Protecting ourselves and our energy is so important. It's so important because we're constantly absorbing energies from our outside surroundings, environments. We're constantly receiving people's thoughts. We're constantly receiving people's words. Words are spells. Where that's why we spell words. We're spelling it out. Our words are spells. We're casting spells as we speak, as we say. It's all energy. Energy, frequency, vibration is this entire universe. And even if you're crossing by, you're walking down the street and somebody in a car sees you, even unintentionally, whatever thoughts they think, they're sending those thoughts to you. Doesn't matter if they're high vibrational or low vibrational, people are constantly sending us thoughts, even if it's unintentional. And that's why it's so important for us to remind ourselves to make it a practice to protect ourselves, even if it doesn't have this beat to be this big, huge protection ritual or anything like that. It just has, even if you're just consciously thinking about shielding yourself into whatever, I always like to visualize myself into this big bubble, and nothing that is of my highest good, that's gonna serve my highest good, that is coming in with true intentions, genuine intentions of love and peace, or serving some kind of purpose. You know, maybe sometimes in my life I may come across people who maybe initially they may not come towards me with love and peace. And I'm not trying to put this out into the universe either. I just kind of feel like there may be those people who do, but if they do come near, it's because there's a higher purpose for them coming towards me in my energy, because maybe there's some healing that my interaction with them can bring. Or, you know, I'm always transmuting, thinking, I always think in the sense of transmutation of energy. I always think of in the sense of my perception of being something always happening for me. It's serving a purpose. If it happens, it's because it was meant to happen for some reason. So I know that if that ever happens in my life, it's because it's for a reason. Whoever gets through to me is because there's a greater reason and there's a greater cause for that. But so I always like to picture myself in this bubble of protection, and everything, whatever is not for me and gonna serve me in my highest good, it gets bounced off. It just gets bounced off. And I'm continuously and constantly speaking with Source within me to place this invisible bubble shield around me and those that I love. And I never send the energy back. I never do. What's the point of that? That just keeps the energy here. That just keeps the energy lingering around here on Earth. I always like to transmute that energy into light and love and peace and healing. For me, there's no point in sending any of that back. That's just me being on that level of energy to just send it back. I don't wish no harm on no one. I wouldn't want to wish any harm on no one. I wouldn't want anyone to experience any kind of harm. And just because someone's I'm gonna say a past tense. If anyone ever wished harm on me, it's like, I still don't wish no harm on you. I don't want to be at that energy that that person may have been in at that time to have sent me that energy. So what do I have to do? I have to be different. I have to be what I want to receive. And that just means just transmuting it into love and light. I don't send it back. I wish you love. 2312-2314. I wish you love. So that's just what I do. That's just what I do. And that's what I've been guided to share with you, to make it a practice. Just like you brush your teeth. Well, I mean, maybe you don't brush your teeth multiple times a day. You don't even have to do it multiple times a day. You know, the power of intention is so powerful. Just with intentions of protecting yourself is all you need. That's all you need. Realize your power. We have so much power within us, and it's like it's all just dormant. It's all dormant because we don't wake it up. We have to wake that energy up. We have to wake it up within us and start utilizing it. So that's my message to you. Protect yourself and remain true to who you are and what you're being guided into. I'm seeing the correlation now between these two, because you trusting yourself could also be your protection guiding you into another direction. Even if it means your friends are walking towards this area and you're being led into the opposite direction, that's okay. This could be the protection that's steering you away from trouble. Not to say your friends are in trouble or whatever, not to say any of that. Nothing's negative for me. It's just about, for me, it's about living a more connected life, living a more life connected to ourselves. A life that's more enjoyable, a life that's more fulfilling. And we have an inner guidance system, we have an inner compass that is constantly guiding us into greater feeling choices for us to make. But it starts from one choice to another, we have to make the choice to follow our inner guidance. We have to make the choice to stay true to ourselves and make the choice to possibly stand alone sometimes, to protect ourselves from a lesser, a not so great feeling experience. And that's okay too if you make the choice to just continue along with others. It'll just be another opportunity for you to heal, for you to have that experience to reflect on, to realize the feeling that comes up when you are getting guided and when you ignore it, what happens when you ignore it. There's still something great that we can take out of that. Except we don't have to go through the difficult times. We don't have to. If we listen to our guidance system, we'll realize the protection that we have been led with. So that's the message. That's the message. And I received the message for my own self too, because it's also a reminder for my own self. It always is. Always is. Much love. Much peace. Till next time, Lay Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence.